Anyway, let's go on to the first interview for this evening, and we're speaking to Sister Nazia Shah, a real estate agent as well as a comparative market analyst expert. We're speaking to her about traveling to Dubai for South Africans, and we'll probably might even take a look at the Expo 2021. Let's welcome Sister Nazia onto the program. Sister Nazia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for your time, and jazakallah for joining us on the program this evening.
It's only a pleasure. Thank you for having me once again.
Alhamdulillah. So South Africans are now able to travel to various parts of the world. We know the UK also opened up very recently. From amongst one of those countries, a very common destination, not just for South Africans, but a tourist hub and a travel hub for people across the world, flying from east to west, north to south. People always use the UAE, which is the United Arab Emirates, and Dubai in particular is a common hub, but Abu Dhabi is also growing very, very, very fast. Now, South Africans are now able to travel to the UAE provided they are fully vaccinated with one of the COVID-19 vaccines, which has been approved by the WHO. The UAE initially banned travel from South Africa following the detection of the Beta variant, which led to heightened global restrictions. So it was not only the UAE, other countries also put South Africa under the red alert. Now, for South Africans to travel to Dubai, what is required? What should travelers know about traveling to that part of the world?
So first and foremost, actually, what we need to change there is the fact that now vaccinations or vaccinated individuals, you don't necessarily have to have any vaccine before traveling to Dubai at this point. So that's now completely changed. In fact, that's been updated, which is a positive, because at this point, you are required two PCR tests before flying to Dubai, which means you'd require one that's done 48 hours before flying before your flight, and you would then have to have a second one done, a rapid PCR test, which is done either at the airport itself or at the Continental outside the Johannesburg airport. I'm just referring specifically to Johannesburg, but there are various other in Durban and of course Cape Town. At the airport itself, you'd be required to take a rapid PCR test, which should be done 6 hours before your flight departure. And then on arrival in Dubai itself, you are also then required to take a PCR test landing in Dubai, and ensure that you spend at least 24 hours indoors until you get those results. That's basically it. It's a very simple process at this point. The world, Dubai is open to the world, and definitely yes to South Africans. We're seeing a huge number of our people coming through. The airports are full, buzzing. You know, obviously in terms of ensuring that you know everything is done responsibly, even through with the expo itself. At this point, it's a very simple process now to fly over to Dubai.
Okay, so that's very interesting to know. Now, what other requirements are needed for those who wish to attend, particularly the Open Expo that is taking place there? Any specific requirements?
Right. So you don't necessarily have to have a COVID test to enter into the expo itself. They would require to remember when you reach. So they'd expect that you download an app, which is just specific to when you reach Dubai. And at that point, it would pick up to confirm that you have actually taken a test at the airport and it is in fact negative. So your results will be picked up on that app anyway. Basically, that would be your entrance to the expo itself. So they are also providing, I mean, if you're buying a ticket through certain airlines at this point, your air flight ticket includes an expo ticket as well. So they're making it is very, very positive, very conducive. A lot of people are flying over specifically for the expo. But yes, no specific requirements around being vaccinated to enter the expo, except you would need to have the app that confirms that you have actually done your last and final PCR was in fact clear, and they would look at those results. So it's called the Al-Husn app. That's specific as well to residents, but there's another app that's for traveling into Dubai that is downloaded on reaching Dubai. You would have to actually have that downloaded, and your results are uploaded on that app, which confirms that you are clear. So that is what they require for entrance into the expo itself. But like I say, pretty simple process at this point.
Okay, simple, fairly simple process. What about vaccination? Does a person need to be vaccinated in order to travel to that region, Dubai in particular, and vaccination for the expo?
No. So at this point, no, that's actually not something that is required. We've actually, that was updated not so long ago. So originally when they opened entrance into Dubai, or at least Dubai had gone back onto the green list from South Africa, or the other way around, South Africa had gone into the green list for Dubai. The update was that there's no specific vaccinations are not required. However, your PCR tests, the rapid PCR at the airport, that's very important when you're flying, and of course the actual PCR test that's done a negative 48 hours before departing from South Africa as well. And then of course you will have one done here in Dubai, and that confirms if all is negative, then that is updated on the apps, and of course that really is your entrance into the expo and Dubai itself.
Okay, Jazakallah so much for that. Now, once we've understood the various requirements in order to travel to the area, to travel to Dubai, and as well as the expo, about the expo itself, maybe you can run us through some of the benefits that there are for countries who are participating in the expo?
Well, yes, there's 180 pavilions, many different countries, many different nationalities. We go through, I mean, one day is not enough. You'd need at least a week in order to really explore the expo and really appreciate the benefits of understanding and, going through the pavilions itself. We've been a few times already, and what Dubai has done at this point with the expo is just phenomenal. In terms of there's different theme weeks that are taking place at this point. The pavilions itself, everybody is proudly representing their countries. Our South African pavilion is full of life and entertainment at this point as well. You should actually follow what's happening on the expo Instagram sites. It's phenomenal. The amount of, there's 180 different pavilions, like I say. Everybody really just out there representing their countries in terms of their music, in terms of their culture, in terms of the diversity. It all just comes together. And what's really exciting is, you can actually get your expo passport when you arrive at the expo itself. And you're able to stamp a few different countries at a time. So, I mean, we've done in a day, we did around 10 different countries. We'd hopped from the UK to the Saudi Arabia pavilion to the South African pavilion. Of course, was the first pavilion we visited, to the Pakistan pavilion, to the India pavilion, to Bahrain, to the UK. I think I mentioned as well. So a few of these all at once. It's just quite an exciting experience to be able to actually get your passport stamped and feel like you've visited 10 different countries in a day. So it's very educational. We're talking about the certain steam weeks that are coming up and or at least that are in progress at this point, which we'll go through. But that basically is just the fact that you're able to visit 180 different countries within a week in Dubai is on its own a phenomenal experience.
Yeah, most certainly. 180 countries you can visit. Wow, just in one venue, in one place. You really make it sound exciting and enticing to go. Now, you did touch on the theme weeks. We understand that there'll be 10 theme weeks throughout the six-month extravaganza. It's a long period. I'm sure people really enjoy it. Maybe you can tell us more about these theme weeks?
Absolutely. So the start of the expo, which began on the 3rd of October, actually the opening was on the 1st, and the 2nd was really for residents. And I mean, they're making it so exciting and welcoming to the residents themselves. So for the first month, if residents are listening in as well, you've obviously got, if we don't know, full access to the expo for like 95 dirhams. Again, you buy tickets, and non-residents, anybody coming from internationally, you non-residents, you buy tickets on an Emirates flight and you get a free ticket to the expo. And there's various different offers. But in terms of the week, from the 3rd to the 9th of October was the Climate and Biodiversity Week. So that was just in terms of how do we work together to better manage climate change and protect biodiversity. Then there's the second week, which is the Space Week. Now, things like, you know, reach for the stars and understanding how astronomical observation has shaped civilizations past and present, journey into the great unknown, exploring the endless mysteries of the universe. So there's like things like dignified storytelling of ambition and hope, and there would be a space business forum during this week, opportunities in the space sector, the final frontier, space offers. Then there's the Women's World Majlis, which expands into equal opportunities into space for women. Then there's, you know, the third week has got the, at least the third theme is the urban and rural development. How do we live and grow in harmony with our planet? Tolerance and inclusivity is the next week. So that really touches on how we can foster a greater common understanding to enable more tolerant and inclusive societies. Knowledge and understanding is the following week. So how do we harness and challenge our knowledge today to prepare for the future? Travel and connectivity, that's early January, so early Jan to mid-Jan. How will we balance the impact of the expansion of our digital world and our physical reality? Then there's global goals, the mid-Jan to 22nd of Jan. What do we need to do together today for a better world in 2030? Then there's the health and wellness, which is towards the end of January and February. How can we create a healthy, happy world? The food, agriculture, and livelihoods, that's mid-February to end of Feb. How do we sustainably grow food to meet future demand? And finally, mid to the end of March is the Water Week. As in, how will we protect our most precious resources today for tomorrow, which is water? And that's something that I think you touched on, just on the fact that you guys are experiencing a lack of that at this point.
Yeah.
So yes, that's something that, that's going to be touched on as well at the expo.
Wow, that's really amazing. So it's 10 diverse themes that will be discussed. Each one very, very, very intricate, very, very interesting as well. And Sister Nazia, jazakallah so much for taking the time to speak to us. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Maybe one or two other questions we could have put. I see one of the listeners questioning about the extra vaccinations and the extra costs, because you've got to keep in mind the visa costs as well.
Yes.
But maybe another time, another day, we could discuss that.
100%. You're more than welcome to send me any questions you have. I am available on Instagram at I am Nazia Shah. And yes, at this point, if I can quickly just mention, in terms of the costs, there are costs, definitely. When these are not, the test at the Dubai airport is free, but there are definitely your normal costs for your PCR before the 48-hour PCR. There is a cost in South Africa, and of course, there's a very high cost, unfortunately, at the airport before traveling through, which is the rapid PCR. That is unfortunate, in terms of the cost there, but definitely those are not free.
Sister Nazia, jazakallah so much for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. It was good to speak to you. I hope to speak again.
Always a pleasure, jazakallah. Thank you for having me. Walaikum salam.